Hello, thank you for joining us here in our New Life Educational Series with Dr. Rav Michael Lehman. Hello, Michael Lehman. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. We want to learn from Rav Lehman how we can take our life to a new, better place, improved place, where we start to understand where an enhanced life is a life where we know how to connect with the people around us in a better manner, in a way that doesn't cause us all kinds of conflicts and pain, and where we're in constant state of survival, but a place where our connections between us are connections that open channels, everything flows between us, and everything arranges itself, and we smile and we're happy to be alive. So be with us. There will be a lot to take today, and our focus today, we're in a series of talks where we're trying to learn how to be parents, how to build as parents the family unit in a new manner. Why in a new manner? Because with all the pain involved and sadness, we can say that the old family unit is falling apart. We're parents. We have 2, 3, 4 kids. We don't know how to do it correctly. It puts us into very deep emotional stress, and we certainly want to learn from you how to do this properly, even though we're in the middle of life and we don't have a clean page, but before life passes us by, we want to learn how to do it. Nitza, tell us what we're doing today. Today, we want to talk about the role of the parent in the family and what a correct education is for parents. First of all, we want to mention that the most important role in our life is to teach our children what life is, how to live properly, and how to be happy, and how to succeed in life. No one really teaches us these things in any framework. And therefore, our inclination is to act usually in an intuitive manner based on our experience from the past. If we think we were educated correctly, so we have an inclination to try to convey the way we were educated to our children. If we think that the way we were educated was not correct, then we try to do just the opposite. We actually don't take into account many elements. I can say that personally, what worked for me isn't necessarily good for my children because I'm made of certain material. The children are made of another material. It's not just education. It's to learn all the elements making up the puzzle. It's a subject that's so complex, and we see that in every aspect of life, it's clear that we have to sit and study, sometimes study a few years to acquire this ability, and it's such an important subject, and we actually don't learn it anywhere. And here we want to learn from you. We want to take into account, of course, the changing reality around us today. We don't live like we used to. We need to adjust ourselves. So maybe the first most basic question is, what is a parent's role according to your approach, the integral education's approach? Parents' role is truly to teach children the wisdom of life. And despite there being a gap between the generations, and they say that each generation is something completely new, that has a completely different perspective of reality, an inner program, a viewpoint, solutions that they reach in life. The parents need to take this into account. They have to be very educated. They need to know how to approach this. We don't receive any basis for being parents, not in school. It's interesting. How many times have I heard, have I read that they teach in school in Scandinavia and in Europe? They teach about sex. There's sex education classes, but how to be a parent, you never hear. Not about family, not how to build a connection between a man and woman, but rather really like animals. If humanity would look at itself from the side in a slightly more objective manner, they'd be in shock what we're doing with ourselves. Therefore, we don't get the right, we don't have the right attitude toward it. And the art of building a family is actually, we say a family is the most basic unit of society. What does that mean? That apparently all the laws that we have in society are also in Zarampin. In the smallest way, they exist in the family. If a person knew how to build a family properly, then from that he would also know how to approach greater solutions with strangers. And he would already have tools in his hand to somehow arrange his life in the correct manner. We don't learn this, and from this all the other things happen. I remember precisely that we had a teacher in history in school in the last few years that he would teach us, actually. He would say our person's life include seeing a nice movie, that we go take a walk together with the family. We were already in our teens, 15, 16 years old. It was also 50 years ago. But he would, I remember there were a few sentences like that, that he would let out between history and all the other subjects that he taught. And they would really stay with us and help us, those sentences. They would leave some kind of impression, very strong impression. And we saw it later between us, between the kids, between the teens, that it was really missing, this impression or some kind of direction, even just a few single sentences. Today, if we leave everything that's happening in the family and everything that's happening in relations between in a couple and between kids and between the kids, it's clear that it's all destroyed. And from a lack of choice, people are getting divorced, kids are getting distanced from their parents, they don't feel any connection to them. And it's all because they're not receiving an education, the kids. So we need to start from the parents. Where will they get education? It all actually starts from the fact that the parents need to go through an education, treatment. Meaning we have to organize talks, workshops, where we explain to the parents how they need to behave. And we need to give them examples how in a circle between them that they gather together for our training, how they can speak to one another, the parents between them, how they can speak with other parents, how they can imagine to themselves what it means to talk to kids in a round table discussion in the kitchen or somewhere, in the dining room or in the living room, but in a manner that everyone sits and they have a family meeting. Really, we need to set a time for that once a week, a Sabbath evening, during the day or in the evening, or the Sabbath itself, it doesn't matter how. But there has to be a special time. That's a holy thing. The family sits down and discusses all kinds of things, and everyone has to talk about what happened, what he thinks, etc., in a manner that they have patience for, they put time aside for that. And first of all, we need to have this habit. I heard from my son, who's already 25 years, he's outside of the house. He's 40, and at the age of 15, he had to leave the house. He's in Canada because of health reasons. the weather, what he remembers from everything that happened was that on Saturday in the afternoon, on the Sabbath, we all sat together in one room on mattresses on the floor. That was a tradition. Even though we each had our own room with their own bed and everything, that was a tradition. We gather in one room and we sleep there, precisely like that. It was like an adventure. I'm here, and here's the kids, the girls, and my son, and the mother. We're the parents on both sides, and they're in the middle. And this is, that remained, this impression remained. Now he's 40. He says, this is what I remember. We need this to remain with our kids for when they're older, and then we're sure that they'll continue these things onward. This is how a person is built, from example only. Therefore, we need to get used to in the family to such an organization that we have a meeting at least once a week. And this is slowly with a bit of a snack, but not something that will overcome the meeting itself. That something sweet, something to drink, and that's it. And the main thing is the talking. The exchange. And there we open up in a psychological manner. Everyone discusses, everyone takes the things, that their impressions from the week, and then we speak about it, each of us, with their viewpoint, does a critique on what happened, expresses himself, and hears what others think. The main thing is that everyone can say and hear others' opinions. And at the end of the day, we need to reach each time some kind of agreement. Not a solution, but a single viewpoint, a single feeling about everything that happens. We need to get into everyone's emotion. Even if it's a five-year-old girl telling us something about what's happening to her, we have to truly go along with her with this whole story that she's telling. And then we go back to the togetherness, that we, how it's right to look at the story, how it's right to get out of this situation. Maybe we can balance out this feeling with our brain a little bit, the situation, to see things. And from this, she can learn how to get along with the other person. And not that little kids can't do that. They grab something for themselves and they don't see anything apart from that. From examples like that, we actually begin to learn one another. And at the end of the day, we need to, from all these talks, we have to come to something common, to some common feeling around this common table on which we are building something single that is called a family, where the mother, father, it can be our parents, it can be our grandparents. It can be our kids with their grandchildren as well, etc. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the format is. The main thing is that it's the family. And the family is not just that we're gathering together to put each other down and getting old together. No. It's what we're creating around us, this feeling and this common feeling and thought. This common feeling and common thought. It's like an image or a common area that's called family. And not that we're physiologically connected to one another or according to where we live. And we want this feeling to guide us the entire week until the next week, and we'll strengthen it all the time, more and more. The more that we grow, the more that we change and the world changes, this feeling has to get stronger, it has to take on new forms. And this is called a family on the path. What kind of path? The path of life. It has nothing to do with each person's development, personal development, and their profession, even though it's all connected. It influences everyone. But this feeling actually gives us some type of some kind of anchor about life and belonging. Belonging to a small society in which, in a natural manner, you can even say primitive, we're connected to one another instinctively. It has some kind of basis. So it's like I owe them and they owe me, and we don't have a choice. And from there we need to build that same term, the family. And from there we can learn to do the same thing with circles outside the family. But I'm saying it's an example for each person in the family that comes out of the family. He already has a chain of reactions, and he can start building these exits like this outside of the family. And this is a result of learning, because we need to go out to the big world, and there in every place we will already have the strength and the art, the talent, the ability, the approach to build units like this in how we relate to people in every place. This is how we teach our kids the wisdom of life. Not precisely their family. And not just to have a family life, but also in the worst workplace, and everywhere where they are, they'll know how to integrate with people, how to listen to them and be heard. To make a long story short, this is the main unit for the great transition in society and the entire world. And the fact that you began to start with that is truly incredible, because what did you describe here? First, you put the subject of belonging, meaning first thing, the highest priority, a parent, in order to educate his family properly, his children properly, he needs first and foremost to provide them with a feeling that they belong to a unit. That's first thing. That's the basis. Why am I saying that? Because usually the approach is that a parent has to educate his children and raise them to live a life correctly. Now, a parent comes with his perspectives, with his experience, and he tries to convey to his children the correct approach to life. And here you didn't start with the approach of a parent. You said even before the approach, create this togetherness, create this single unit, this feeling of belonging, and from there, now this is the next stage. Of course, I'm going to see how we're going to build this feeling of belonging, but let's say we built this feeling. Let's say we succeeded in doing this, that once a week we get together, we have this discussion, we talk about certain subjects, and really this feeling has been created that I belong to a group. How does this now help me? How does this education help me as a child to understand life better? I am integrated in my parents' viewpoint, perspective, my sisters, my brothers. I see how they hear one another. They're integrated. They can express. They can participate. They can be concerned. They can be happy. They can understand what's happening by my telling them what happened in school or in some place. How each of us gives advice and asks questions. The way they help me. They crack me. They help me get my story out, and how I look at my story in if through their eyes, through their ears and eyes, and how I hear myself, and I get into their mind and heart, how they react to it. This is what happens from the story, from telling the story. I told them something, so they ask this, and they ask that, and they discuss it, and they say they're for it, they're against it, or something. And I learn from my relatives, I learn their approach. I learn our common feelings, heart and mind, and how we reach a middle ground, what we think about something that happened, that each one in the family has to understand as a story. Let's say we have to understand it all at the family meeting. And then in that, we're first of all calming everyone down. We're giving everyone the expansion of their mind and their heart. Everyone's become integrated in everyone. All together from this integration, we reach that same common structure between us that's called the family, which exists outside of us, between us. It's like it's lying on the table. Now that you described it, I felt, even as a mother, I felt some relief. Why relief? Because I always had questions in my head. How do I know that I'm directing my kids properly? So you don't need to know. Without learning and some place and some wisdom, and this is what you heard, and this was written, and the teacher said this, you have to speak like a child, like your daughter is telling you, but together. It's also good the eye-to-eye contact, and you speak to your daughter as if you're also a daughter, but just slightly smarter, but smarter with your wisdom, not some great big theory somewhere. It has to be from the heart. And it has to be something from yourself. From myself, I have to talk. As much as possible, I have to throw out all the previous opinions, conventions, the laws, the procedures that I heard, what's accepted, nothing. It has to be as natural as possible. I didn't understand that. You said that I have to be like a daughter. Let's say my daughter is telling me something in the family meeting. You said I don't need to be smart or anything. You said I have to be like she's a daughter. I have to try to get into that place, maybe slightly more. And then you said don't bring her ethics or anything. Speak from your heart. I'm not sure that I understood what yes and what no. I'll say one sentence of my own. And that is, the upper stage goes down to the lower stage and dresses in it. And this is how we need to speak, that I dress in her. I dress in her at her level, just with understanding my own solution. And in this way, she begins to understand and feel, why do I think like this? Where does this come to me from? What am I basing it on? She learns my thinking, my calculation. and how I balance my heart and mind, and the opposite, my mind with my feelings. All these things I have to talk about, explain to her. When I go down to her level, and when I dress in her together with her, I'm apparently taking her and hugging her, and I'm beginning to take her through my thought and feeling process so that she'll see through my eyes the situation. And afterward, she'll leave that. And again, we continue speaking, and from there, I begin to see from the side how much she absorbed from me, whether she got an correct impression or not, etc., without pressuring her. As much as possible, yes. What do you mean without pressuring? I mean without obligating her to truly think and feel like I think and feel. Let's say it's not working so far. Okay, it's fine. You described here, I felt two stages. The first stage is to go down to her level, I try to put myself on the side and I try to understand. I dress in her. In simple words, what does that mean? Into her heart and mind with the tools that I have. I try to solve her problem or to see her story and to crack it, to solve it, to explain it with my mind and heart that is slightly higher than hers. That actually already includes the solution, apparently. And then I explained to her what she saw. I explained to her the inner system that exists in that same phenomena that she saw and felt. Phenomenon. I'm trying to understand the girl. I'm trying to understand her need, what she feels. That's what I call joining her. And then I'm leading her. I'm taking her gently, but not from a high place, but rather gently. Now, here there's always a question, how to direct someone correctly. That's what I like what you said before. What you think as a slightly bigger girl only. What? Without any wisdom. You need to explain this because without your wiseness and your education and that you're here, master of coaching and all that stuff, we don't care about. She's learning in grade 4 and you're learning in grade 6, 7, doesn't matter. From this mind a little bit to that mind, that's it. She needs to understand you and feel you, and you need to be in it as her big sister. But her big sister not controlling and but really like a friend and slightly older. I don't have other words. Now, this conversation is taking place in the family, so I say I'm expressing my opinion. It's not sure, not for sure. It depends how much the brothers and the father, the male part of the family, he can take how much to the extent that he can understand and identify from identify the place that she's in. And if it was a little boy, if it's a son, then the mother can also dress in anyone. And a sister might not understand. It all depends how much the family is already on the path, how much they're advancing with this system. If they are advancing, then everyone's integrated in everyone, and there's no problem to feel everyone in the family, even the grandparents. Even the little girl will feel the grandparents as they are. So let's say in a process of advancement here, the exercises that you're giving, say we're just starting to work according to this method, but with time we will develop these abilities. So in the exercising, it's important to make a round that everyone tries to do this, or in advance to say, it depends what family is. Maybe we need to start with the mothers and the daughters, and the mother with the son, and maybe the father with the son. A mother with the daughter, it's more complex things. With the sons, their inner world is a little bit more complex. So what is actually the, let's look at the education. What's the right way to educate our kids? Through the parents. First of all, we need to educate the parents. The parents must take a course and continue it all the time. We need to do some basic course. And when we go through it and we educate the parents, then we start to teach them how to do these workshops in the house, these meetings, these family meetings that bring us an impression what's happening, what happened, what didn't happen, whether they succeeded or not, what the difficulty was. We're coming in the middle of life. Some people have 15-year-old kids. To start with them is very difficult. So we don't start with them, for example. And if there's kids that are 9 or 10, we don't start right away. We start, first of all, with the little kids, and we talk to them. And the others, if they want to hear, they can listen. If they don't want to listen, they can go. Gradually, we need to entice them that it's worth it for them to also sit and to participate, so they'll feel that we are closer to one another. They'll have a big desire to connect. They need to feel that we're together and they're separate, but in a gentle way. It shouldn't turn them off. It depends what ages. From the ages 14 and onward, it's dangerous. From ages that are less than that, it will attract them. So there really needs to be a gentle attitude here, but not to pressure them and not to force them, but in a gentle manner. Do you order pizza, Coke, something, you know, family? That it's nice to be there, pleasant to be there, so they'll also participate. To do it at a time when they're capable and that it's not so important to them, to kill the time for an hour or two. I want to make a conclusion of what we learned so far. I'm going back to the question we began with. What is the role? What is my role as a parent? My role as a parent is to learn to be a parent. And if his partner, and along with his partner, he needs to build his family unit in which they reach throughout family meetings, they reach a feeling, a common feeling that's called the family. Why is that actually the foundation? Why is, because nature organized us in such a way that we must connect between us in order to build a family. That's how we are from nature. So we need to connect between us. We need to build a nest. We need to give birth to kids. We need to educate them, and not just randomly. 20 years forward, we're getting into the family burden. And all this is for us from this unit being obligated from nature. We'll understand from this unit how to build all of reality, meaning all of humanity, that will be as one family. Let's try. Do you have another question? Let's try to understand how this building of the feeling of belonging, this connection that you call a family, how does it influence the kids? What does it cause the child to feel when he feels this belonging inside the family? What does it build inside him? What preparation does it give him for life? First of all, it gives him confidence. Well, once in a while, it expands his mind. Mind includes brain and feelings together, Chokhmah and Bina. He's looking at life in a completely different manner. He's more mature. He always sees what's being born. Why? Because those bigger than him are going to his level and giving him their mind and feeling, and he absorbs them and begins to see the world through their eyes. In other words, compared to his friends, he's already at a height of the next stage, of a more developed state. He already has experience of life. They're giving him experience of life, the parents. He's becoming mature, more than his age. In other words, they're giving him a head inside his body. They're adding to him with these meetings, these family meetings, they're adding to him their head. And then he understands what is wanted from him, that everyone wants to take advantage of him, to get close to those friends and distance himself from those friends. He begins to be smart and have means. He has the right means for advancing and on his path in life. But even more than kids his age or older than him, it turns out that the lower one receives from the upper one, mind and heart, at a slightly higher degree based on the advice. And then they participate in it, because it's impossible for a child to develop on his own. If he develops, he doesn't develop by himself, but only through the environment. And that is usually very bad. And of course, doesn't think of his good like a family does. So what advice can you give? How inside this process does the child gradually develop his uniqueness and independence inside the family, precisely by integrating all the family members? In that he develops his uniqueness. Otherwise, he's drowning in this big group, the street, the school, that fills him with such bad values and prejudices, etc., and that ruins him, warps him for life. It's hard to get rid of those. Educate a child in his way, because also, how does he build his independence and uniqueness in this family nest that is created? How does it happen, actually? By absorbing the wisdom of the family, it builds confidence in him, it protects him. How does he feel a part of it and also independent? We're sitting. It also gives him more moral strength. We're sitting in a round table in the dining room, in the living room, doesn't matter where, and we're all equal. Anyone can say what they want. Nobody's contradicting anyone. No one thinks that the other is smarter or less smart. In that, we're each expressing, but in the same general level, we're expressing our opinion in a manner that everyone will understand. We have a problem because we have a 5-year-old girl, a 10-year-old, and it may be a 15-year-old. It's difficult. But still, the fact that we're all trying to explain in a manner that we'll understand precisely in the small way, and this is something a 15-year-old can learn from us. He's receiving, just like we came down from our degree to dress in a 5-year-old girl, This is how he feels. We came down, and he's receiving it at his height. Even though he hears what we're talking to her, he receives from that also greater insight how to be a parent himself. What does a parent receive from this family process? What does he absorb? He's integrated in them. It's like a mother puts underneath her, like a big hen puts all her chicks under her. This is how he feels. The entire family is with him and in him. Does the parent also get some higher brain precisely from working with little kids? He's integrated in them, and therefore he begins to think in a wider way. And also, he changes because his deficiencies now, his desires, are in accordance to what he receives from his kids, and they're different. In other words, it's not kids. He's integrated in what's called a family, that same mind and brain that we're creating together. So, of course, it expands his mind, his attitude to life, and his attitude to the family. How inside this process, you mentioned before that a child and actually any person learns from personal example. Apart from personal example, is there something else I have to get? Either the example of the parents or else the example of this terrible society around us. So something's going to influence him one way or the other. So whatever's stronger will influence him. But a family, for sure, influences. Depends when they begin and how to succeed, because it depends on. And here we need to understand that we are here in, how can we put it, that we're here in a struggle, in a constant struggle between us, our opinion that we want to influence on the family and the big environment. And here we have to learn in our course as parents how we create the family opinion that will be stronger in its influence over all the members of the family from this great society. That my dedication to the family, my concern for the family, the family's opinion will always be more then what the society can influence me. Let's put it like this, like a mother is always concerned about her kids, and she doesn't really care what somebody thinks or what they say about her. She's in them in a natural manner. This is how we need to be in a natural manner. We need to reach a state where concern for the family is uppermost than any other thing in the world. And no one and from the environment or families maybe outside or friends outside the family, nothing can influence it. That the dedication to the family is first and foremost. Mutual support, examples of mutual support. We have to educate in that. I want to ask, first of all, I have this picture in front of my eyes, two models of a family. Let's say the model that was accepted up to a few years ago, it's a model of a pyramid, that the father's at the head and the mother beneath and the kids underneath. In the past, they didn't really have any rights, the kids. We can't raise them like that. That's what was accepted then. Until we developed through the ego, until the middle of the 50s of the previous century, that we stopped developing with our ego, and the world started getting rounder. So when the world started getting rounder, the family has to also become rounder. And we who didn't begin it from the 50s of the 20th century, therefore we got into the family crisis. Now I want to say something. This model that pyramid is broken and that is circle that you explained, because in my imagination I see everything round. We're sitting in a round manner. That didn't happen. What did happen? We see that what happened is that if previously the child was in the margins, in the reality of today, he became the center. He actually determines everything. We're so attentive to his needs. He became the ones with rights, and we have the debts. We have to supply him with whatever he needs. What's the difference? That's the situation that we're in right now. What's the difference between this situation and the situation, this circular model that you explained? How do we not reach the state that the parents is some kind of supplying and the child is just taking? You described something else completely. We need to understand that what we're building, which is called the family in the middle between us, is dependent on each one of us, and even on the little ones more than the big ones. Their success, their health, their happiness, it influences the family much more than the bigger people, the parents. Therefore, each and every one is equal, is truly equal. It's like in a usual society that wants to reach a connection. The connection can only be inequality. The fact that the mother and father are bigger than the kids, they're bigger because at the living level, that they give birth to them and have to supply them with everything, that's the animal level. It's at the integral level, we're all equal. Otherwise, we can't connect with one another. Therefore, if the father and the mother bring material to the family, money, security, decisions, food, etc., it doesn't mean that the kids don't take part in it. They have to take part in what they owe to the family. Good behavior, good marks, success in something, concern in some way, participation in the home, in all kinds of organizing the house. Everyone has to know that they need to participate, and it's not because they have to, but it's because that through this we're building what is called the family. In other words, here you described a situation where the kids also have obligations toward the family. How does the parents know how to arrange things properly so that the child will understand his obligations and will be able to implement them properly? That's also part of the role. How a parent teaches all the members of the family what they need to do and how they contributed to the family. I went to work when I was 14. The family, my father was a dentist, my mother was a gynecologist, a Jewish family, we had money, we were far above average, a big house, a car, we had everything, a garden, I had everything, we had tennis, a tennis court in the yard, everything. Everyone used to come play at my house with my toys, with my games. But I wanted to advance toward technical things. And for that, I had to do some stage. So I started working as an electrician. Of course, my father arranged things for me, but I remember that I went to work, and I remember that after work that I worked and I got a salary, I came home. It was just peanuts. They used to give me much more than I received in salary. My mother asked. I said, I got a salary, and that's it. It's in my pocket. I thought, it's nothing. She's like, so why don't you give it? Why don't you give it to the family? I gave her these few bills, and the change I thought I can leave in my pocket. What's the big deal? I have to travel. She's like, no, and that's it. But you have change? I put the change on the table. It doesn't matter that afterwards I got 10 times as much from them that month. That taught me. I remember that moment. It's mother that I wasn't limited in any way, but I remember that she, how she related to it. What's the message that she gave you as a child at that moment? You need to bring your profit to the family. Bring yourself to the family. That's it. Don't save anything for yourself. Everything belongs to everything. You bring from outside, you bring to the family, and then you do whatever you want. And afterward, we'll be generous to you, but that belongs to everyone. I remember taking it, all the change and putting it for kids. It's very hard. It wasn't hard, it was strange, because I wouldn't calculate money like that, and suddenly the fact that I received a salary and I have to bring it to everyone. And that's how it is. It gives some kind of value to what you brought, that I belong, I have to bring it. And at those days, since then, I haven't received a salary. I always bring it to the family and leave myself with nothing. Truly, that taught me this example, this one example. I wanted to ask, at the beginning of the show, you said of family that I'm waiting for you to expand on. You said, what's the role of the parent according to your approach? You said to teach the kids the wisdom of life. And later you said that you look at the family unit as some kind of small society where the parents have to develop in their children the ability to connect with other people that will later, so that later this ability would serve them anywhere they will be, whether it's where they study or where they work. So in other words, in this small home laboratory, the parent's role is to teach the child to develop an ability to listen and to speak, to hear and receive, to connect with someone else. And then this ability to connect, it's like a communication studies. That is the tool which allows him to go out to the big world and succeed with other people outside this unit. So now I'm going back to the first sentence. You said that a parent's role is to teach the kids the wisdom of life. What does the wisdom of life, how do we see it in the world today that I have to give to my kids? Everyone else has a different approach. It's connection to people. Why is that the wisdom of life? Because everything is based on that. If you can expand this a bit, between a person and his environment, inanimate, vegetative, animate, how much am I connected to them? I only have human society. I look at the world in a global, open manner. I have inanimate, I have vegetative, and I have an animal kingdom. Where am I connected to them? In my modern life, I'm not connected to them at all. If I'm not working the earth, or I don't know, or I'm not dealing with botanica or agriculture, or I'm a veterinarian or something, working with animals or growing, working with goats, cows, where's a person? This he learns in all kinds of courses and institutions. But all of my connection, my entire life, I built in my connection with people who are similar to me. And this we don't learn. Nobody teaches this to us. We learn all kinds of physics laws. I remember them. And if I need it, I'll learn. They're filling me with things that are completely marginal. And precisely in our time, when we're dependent on our global network of connections that's truly coming to us and threatening us, that we're not suited the world that we're discovering now, then I have no choice. I have to get along with the... Maybe we should start with a few principles. We should start describing the model, because the model you describe, the more you describe, it's getting bigger and bigger. We're getting a more solid picture, a very clear picture. I feel like we're going from one extreme to the other. Maybe one part of the pyramid where the parents were above and the kids below, and now it's the opposite. The child is at the top and the parents are on the bottom, because today there's some kind of supply system. They supply the kids with everything they need without having any interaction. And apparently that's not right and that's not right. And the right way to deal with reality today is to actually create a circle where the parent is responsible for this space, for creating this family meeting space. And inside these discussions, actually, everyone's equal. Everyone, according to their ability, must bring his 2 cents worth to the family, to the center of the family. Even a little kid, or a father, a mother, father, everyone according to what they're capable, but they are obligated to that at the end of the day. Not that we come in a we need to build a need for it. And while we're doing that, all the kids in the family learn their role. They learn their obligations toward that same circle. Maybe a little girl is arranging her dolls, she has to, or she has to help her mother a bit with all kinds of things. It doesn't matter. Everyone has to participate with others. It's the participation. Why? Because it builds the connection between them. It builds a connection between them. In other words, inside this model, if I'm trying to look at the values and principles, there's a matter of creating a belonging, a feeling of belonging and participating and equality. What other principles are leading this model? Integration inside everyone, an emotional identifying emotionally and intelligently, and also from everyone together, we'll build something that belongs to everyone, but that is between them. That is called the family. I'm not connected precisely to the wife or to the kids. I exist like this. And then that same child that gets older and goes out to life at some point and goes out, he doesn't know, but throughout his childhood, he's also building some manner of integration with others. Whether he likes it or not, this is how he's built. And we see kids that are, this is his approach. He wants to appear like this everywhere. That everyone will be revealed. And that's what will happen around him. What will this give him in life? His whole life, he'll be able to build life like he built inside the family until the whole world will be as one family. And what will that give him? How will this ability lead his life compared to a person that didn't do this? He'll be surrounded by people always that like him and are concerned for him, and no one would want to cause him distress. How is it in a family normally? Parents, at the end of the day, the bottom line, they want their kids to grow up and be happy. They want to get an example. If they want, they need to get an example. That's it. They need to give them an example, nothing else. How does this approach bring a person happiness? It all depends how much we are integrated in one another. how much I feel that I'm in this single body called a family, that here for sure they love me, they complete me, I complete everyone. It's a very important thing. I don't know how to put it. It's a feeling. There's no words. Everything stays in the family. And with this sentence, we need to finish this discussion. Thank you, Rav Lyman. Our time is up. Thank you, Nitza. Everything stays in the family. All the best. New life.